We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I was looking at the 8 teams playing in the NFL divisional playoffs this weekend, right? And I was going through the list because I was planning my viewing weekend. I'm like, okay, who do I want to root for? And you usually root for like your upset pick or something, you know, and I will give you my big upset pick momentarily. So I went down the list. Who do I want to root for? Okay, the Cowboys? No! That would make me feel dirty. No way. Cowboys, obnoxious. Jerry Jones, America's team, obnoxious. No. The Los Angeles Rams? No. Because the Sean McVay thing would be so far out of control. Do you really want to see another young Jared Goff win? And the Rams, they don't even have like a hometown fans situation. No, no, I do not want the Rams. Okay, keep going. The Colts? No, because they're sort of like the Lions, a Midwest dome team leaning a lot on their quarterback and I don't think, and Andrew Luck, I like Andrew Luck, and I like what the Colts have put together, but that would be such a blah Super Bowl champion, wouldn't it? Next, the Kansas City Chiefs. I thought about them. Tortured fan base, what, 0-6 in the playoffs? Andy Reid, I would like to root for Andy Reid. That's my second choice. I would root for the Chiefs, but that's not my first choice. Let's keep going. The Philadelphia Eagles? No! The Philadelphia fans go back to back so then we can hear Sully slobber over Nick Foles for another year? No! The New Orleans Saints? No! Drew Brees again, more slobbering. Now, I'm not anti-slobbering because I'll slobber, but the Saints just won recently as well. Again, that's probably not the greatest rationale. The Los Angeles Chargers, right, Woji? That's who you want. No! They also don't have a home base or home fans. And the Philip Rivers store. First of all, I think Philip Rivers is a little bit overrated. People love his red assery. But you look at his record, one-loss record, and what he's done in the postseason, and he ain't all that in a bag of chips. That leaves one team. Oh, yeah, I'm going to do it. I'm rooting for the Patriots. Please don't turn the channel, okay? Let me explain why. One of my favorite things in sports is when a power is prematurely buried, okay? And I think it would be hilarious if the Patriots, just as people are ready to shovel dirt on them, rise up one more time. This is no. This is not a Tom Brady thing, although he's certainly being shoveled upon. I actually enjoy the antics of Bill Belichick. I saw him today. He was asked about, you know, what will it be like with the Chargers, a West Coast team coming to the East, the time zone, and the weather. And Belichick said, we're not playing the weather, we're playing the Chargers. That's literally how he said it. And I laughed, okay? I like to see how fading champs. I liked watching Muhammad Ali in those last fights, the fading champ. Did he have anything left one last time? Don't you think it would be fun to watch? Like, especially if the old grizzled Patriots knocked off, like, I don't know, the Rams in the Super Bowl. Wouldn't that be fun? It wouldn't be fun? No. 248-539-9797. Ticket text 97136. Am I an idiot? And do you have for a legitimate reason. Tell me if you have a team you'll be rooting for out of these eight teams and why. You can make a pretty good case, I think, to root for the Chiefs. I think that'd be kind of fun. Andy Reid's a big old guy, too. He's due. That'd be fun. I'm going to go with the Patriots just because I think it would be so much fun to see an upstart against the grizzled old champs. And Bill Belichick makes me laugh. Okay, so there. To the phones at 248-539-9797. Ticket text 97136. Let's go to Clinton Township and talk to Paul. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello there, Paul.
Hey, Wojo. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure. Thanks for calling.
Hey, listen, first, let me preface what I'm going to say by saying it's not that I don't think Antonio Brown isn't the best receiver, you know, in the game or one of the top couple, or that you don't need good receivers, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But the receiver position is not the position. Now, initially, you guys were talking about giving the eighth pick in the draft and a bunch of stuff. To me, that wide receiver is the one position I don't spend that much on, you know, because you said, oh, if I could have the best player in the league at a position, you would certainly want one, but the best, you know, wide receivers, when you think of the great wide receivers of now and of recent times, they're not on Super Bowl championship teams. Now, those teams have good receivers, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And you have to have good receivers, but the elite of the elite guys, you know, when you think back and you look at Antonio Brown and Calvin and Dez Bryant, Randy Moss, and when you go through them, I mean, Julio Jones is probably the closest that you come to that played in a Super Bowl, but he didn't win. To me, wide receiver is not a position that I feel I've got to have one of the top two or three guys to have championship level football team. I mean, I think you can certainly win with guys that aren't one of those top couple
okay,
of guys.
Okay, Paul, I will say this. You're right to a certain degree. Of course, the number one position would be quarterback, that you'd want to have the best, and then maybe defensive end, whatever. I agree with you that having an unbelievable receiver, case in point, Calvin Johnson, does not guarantee you winning anything. But I don't think you can have completely pedestrian receivers, excluding the Patriots example, all right? Although they went bonkers when they had Randy Moss and all sorts of records, right?
Sure, and didn't win the Super Bowl that year, unbelievably. They were undefeated right. And didn't win, unbelievable. But that said, that's why I wanted to preface what I'm saying. I'm not saying you don't have to have good receivers, but the top two or three receivers in the league every year is rarely ever. You got to go back to the days of, the Dallas Cowboys back with Troy Aikman and, you know, receivers back then where maybe you did. But think about it. T.O., Randy Moss, Calvin, name the best receivers over the last 10 to 15 years, the top two or three guys, which one was on a Super Bowl championship?
No, listen, Paul, you make a legitimate point, and thanks for the call. And I do think part of that is the quarterbacks that they were paired with, certainly. And Randy Moss, I mean, with the Vikings, that was not his fault at all that they didn't. Is it Gary Anderson missed a field goal or whatever? So, but I do get what you're saying, and I'm not a wide receiver begging for them. Because we've seen the example here, Calvin Johnson couldn't do it. But the flip side is, they're all in on Matthew Stafford. And a deep threat alongside another deep threat like Kenny Galladay. If Stafford couldn't make that work, and I hear you saying, I know he can't make it work. If he couldn't make that work, then you would know for sure that he wasn't your guy. I just find it intriguing. We'll go back to the phones at 248-539-9797. Ticket text 97136. Also, rooting for the Patriots. Am I a bad person? On the Bogey and Wojo Show on 97.1 The Ticket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.